This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress to launch a month-long election campaign targeting upcoming local-level elections. Friends parliamentary delegation pays courtesy calls on Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government can't imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. And Ross agrees on 12-hour ceasefire to allow civilians to flee worst-affected areas in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has announced a month-long election campaign targeting the upcoming local-level elections. Organizing a press conference at party headquarters in Sanepa today, the Nepali Congress informed that it would launch the door-to-door election campaign from the 13th of March till the 12th of April. Nepali Congress Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sarwar Mahat said the campaign would help inform people about the political and economic achievements gained during the leadership of the Nepali Congress. Party spokesperson Dr. Mahat said the election campaign would also be centered on moving people's misconceptions regarding the U.S.-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. The Nepali Congress is also planning to depute its central representatives to all 77 districts. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says the government cannot imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. Receiving the memorandum submitted by the Federation of Nepali Journalists regarding the impact of COVID-19 and media-related laws on the journalism sector today, Minister Karki opined that the government was committed to press freedom and rule of law. He pledged that the government would address the concerns raised by the Federation of Nepali Journalists. The communication minister expressed the government's willingness to make Nepal the best in terms of the practice of freedom of expression in the South Asia region. Regarding the latest context, communication minister Karki clarified that the government was not attempting to control the expressions on social media, including YouTube. Rather, it wanted to regulate social media. On the occasion, Federation of Nepali Journalists Chairperson Bipul Pokhrel said the Federation would be compelled to stage protest if some press-related laws forwarded in the parliamentary proceeding were endorsed without revisions. Visiting delegation of the France-Nepal Parliamentary Friendship Group paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva today. At the meeting held at Balwatar, they discussed matters relating to the promotion of Nepal-France bilateral relations. The three-member French delegation led by group's chairperson Véronique Rioton arrived Nepal yesterday on a five-day state visit. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva lauded the support extended by France to Nepal's socio-economic sectors. Likewise, the French delegation also paid a courtesy call on Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota in Singhadarbar today. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota thanked the government of France and its citizens for medical assistance to Nepal to fight COVID-19. In response, France delegation leader Rioton viewed that the exchange of bilateral visits between the two countries would be an opportunity to learn a lesson for the parliament of both countries. American Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry paid a courtesy call on Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki today. According to Minister Karki's secretariat, during the meeting organized at the Communication Ministry, Minister Karki and Ambassador Berry discussed various issues of mutual interest. Minister Karki, also the government spokesperson, extended gratitude to the USA government for its long-term support in Nepal's economic development and infrastructure sector. On the occasion, American envoy Berry said Nepal and United States have maintained cordial relations since the establishment of friendly relations between the two countries. He added that the USA prioritized Nepal and had been extending its support in various sectors accordingly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Newly appointed Nepal's ambassador to the United States, Sridhar Khatri, has taken oath of office and secrecy before President Bidyadevi Bhandari. The office of the president informed that Ambassador Khatri took the oath of office and secrecy amidst a special ceremony organized at Sital Nivas today. Main opposition CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has claimed that his party would win the upcoming local level elections. Addressing a gathering organized at Rangeli of Morang today, Chairperson Oli claimed that his party would be victorious in the upcoming elections, saying people had maximum trust in his party. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal has expressed his commitment to establishing his party as the center of hope of the people. Inaugurating the third full meeting of the party's central committee today, Chairperson Nepal said his party would move ahead, preserving the legacy of the communist movements. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 224 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 10,092 samples. Likewise, 251 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The ministry reported no corona-related death today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Russia has agreed on a new 12-hour ceasefire to allow civilians to flee six of the worst affected areas in Ukraine. Ukraine says it will try to evacuate citizens through six humanitarian corridors, including from the besieged southeastern port city of Mariupol. Russia has pledged to observe a regime of silence in order to allow people to flee to safety. Moscow says some progress has been made in three rounds of talks with Ukrainian officials. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleva has said he has limited expectations for planned talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Kuleva confirmed in a video statement that the pair would hold discussions in Turkey on Thursday and urged Lavrov to approach the talks in good faith, not from a propagandistic perspective. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the international community will be responsible for a mass humanitarian catastrophe if it does not agree to establish a no-fly zone, rather, to protect his country. In a daily televised address, Zelensky said the threat level in Ukraine was at a maximum nearly 2 weeks into Russia's invasion, but Ukrainians had shown they would never give in. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress to launch a month-long election campaign targeting upcoming local-level elections. French parliamentary delegation pays courtesy calls on Prime Minister Shirvada Deva and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. Communication Minister Ganendra Vadur Karki says government can't Imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. And Russia agrees on 12-hour ceasefire to allow civilians to flee worst-affected areas in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.